Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, the secret, is bound to come out now. But right now, the nephew is here. We'll get into that a little later. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Shirley, this right here is go big or go home. Go big or go home. Yeah, you can't figure it out, can you?
I know.
All right. Come on, Kat, let's go.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darnell. Darnell, let's see. Who is this? Darnell, how you doing? This is Scott with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. How you doing today?
Scott who?
My name is Scott, and I'm with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge.
I'm good, Scott. What's up?
We were actually given a phone call by your wife. Your wife is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your wife's birthday is coming up pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. Have you decided on getting her anything, or have you purchased anything yet?
No. I got a couple things in mind.
We got a call from. I think we've got something that's gonna really help you guys, and something I think that she wanted to recommend. That's something that you probably wouldn't think about getting.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay,
I've been racking my brain, so I'm all ears.
Actually, gave us a call. She's actually had an idea. You know what she would really, really like for her birthday present. So,
what's the name of your company again?
Bigger and Better. Like I said,
hold on. She called. You,
I'm sorry?
She called you to give me an idea on what I should get her for her birthday?
Yeah, well, this is something that's a little different, and it's something that you probably would never in a million years think of. But here at Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge, we actually do some things that we definitely know you wouldn't have thought of. So I definitely understand her giving
Sam,
us a call.
Sam, what's your name? What's your name again? Sam?
No,
Sam.
Scott.
Scott, get to the point. What you selling?
Actually, let us know that there are some things that are really, really lacking between you guys. And she would very much like for her birthday, where you can be a lot more well endowed. So, you know, that's what we do here at Bigger and Better.
What?
We actually, hello?
What? I could be more what?
More well endowed, sir. So I think really what's going on is Bianca's really not satisfied right now.
Did she call you? To tell you that I'm not, what do you mean well endowed? My junk?
So you're inadequate. You know what I mean? I guess maybe very impotent. I'm not sure, but
are you kidding me? With this? What's the name of this company again?
Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. And right now, you know, you're not large and in charge. And we want to get you to that. Are you able to come in for a consultation?
A consultation. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna call her right now. Because this is a right now, okay? I'm going to call her.
Well, we're trying to do, sir, first of all, let me say this. Do you not think you need to come in?
I don't even think I need to be talking to you, Mr. Scott, about
whatever is going on in my bedroom.
I'm king, so I'm not even, I don't even know what the going on.
Okay,
whatever
sir, can I say this?
Selling, whatever this services you first, need for me that's going to increase me in the bedroom.
This is the first sign of denial right here.
I don't have no... I don't have no problems in the bedroom.
Okay, well, you...
You know what I'm saying? Why am I even still on the phone with you?
Okay, but, sir,
you ain't got to worry about hearing from her. If she's got some kind of account with you, then you go ahead and close that out.
Okay, Mr. Darnell, let me say this. You have a very big ego, sir. But what I want to do is, you know, but you're not as big as your ego. I want to get you to that point.
This is some crazy... I've heard some crazy things people sell online, but you're going to call me, talk about... My wife called you saying that I'm inadequate in the bedroom?
Sir, you know what? And once again,
I'm trying, Will. I know you're just doing your job, Scott, but I'm going to have to call her right now. Okay?
Okay.
Don't lose my number, Scott. Don't call
me
no.
Okay? You're in denial.
I'm in denial. You.
Hello? Sir, I really want to help you as much as I can.
Listen, man. Listen. I'm trying to get my wife on the phone right now. Okay? I know you got a job to do, but what I need you to do right now is stop calling me, all right? I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm sure whatever it is, she called you and you're just doing your job,
okay,
all right?
I'm trying to get you in here to get a consultation so we can get you further along the way you are.
Consultation? A consultation? I don't need no consultation. I don't need no assistance from you, Scott.
Okay, sir, you're
call me no more, man.
Hey, you're small, and I want to make you bigger.
You want to make me bigger? What the is this anyway? You make bigger, huh? What kind of job is that? How you even get a job like that? You apply for this job? You idiot? Were you a high school dropout?
Sir, I'm trying to get you in.
Stop calling me, man.
Mr. Darnell, I'm still trying to help you get through this situation, okay? Are you willing to come in for a consultation? At least we're coming in for a consultation. We can get you further along than where you are.
Are you listening to me? The only consultation we're going to have is my fist in your face if you call me again. Tell you what, I will come in for a consultation. Give me your address and everything like that, all your information, and I will come down for a consultation. You going to be there?
I'm here the first 8 hours of the day, sir. What I want to do is get you lined up and get your procedure.
Let me call my wife. I don't need no damn procedure. Give me your info, and you don't have to worry about hearing from us no more, okay? But right now, I need you to get off the phone. I don't want to hang up on you. I understand you're trying to do your job.
Mr. Darnell, you're small. You're small.
I'm
trying to make you bigger,
man,
sir.
Man, f*** you.
Hey, sir, you know what? I'm trying to help you. You're the person that's a little small guy. I'm trying to help you with your problem. Now, if you're not going to be appreciative of it, then I don't even understand why your wife knows you're having a problem.
Give me your address, and we can have this conversation face-to-face. You don't know who the
fuck you're talking to. Then why would your wife call here, sir?
It doesn't matter. If I can get on the line, I can figure out why she called you.
Because you're inadequate.
Man,
hey, sir, here's the problem. You're tiny and you don't want to admit
I'm
it.
Tiny?
Let me get you.
You don't know me, man. You never seen me. You don't know anything about me. I can't even believe my wife would even call you with this. This is how you do business? You gonna call me and call me I'm tiny?
Sir, let me explain something to you. I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client, sir.
I don't give a what you are, okay?
Okay. And there are some other things that let us know as well.
What the would that be?
She also wanted me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife just prank phone called you, man.
Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm all here over here looking at my in the mirror. Man, what kind of great job call her? I thought I was good, but I got a little nervous there. I was like, man.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, now you know it's a Steve Harvey radio show, man.
I got it, sure.
You know, a lot of people need a little enhancing. You know, a lot of people need that. Little something to, you know, enhance themselves. Sometimes you need that.
Okay.
Coming from the man who needs height.
You know what? Wow. I don't need height, Uncle Steve, but what I do need, I need you to vote.
I voted.
Did you vote? MTV, I need you to put your vote out there for me. Ready to Love has been nominated for Best Dating Show. So go to vote.mtv.com.
That's right.
Today is the day.
Today is the last day.
Listen to me. Vote for Ready for Love, starring Nephew Tommy.
Starring.
Now, we got enough people listening to this. If you've ever enjoyed the pranks, if you've ever gotten a laugh, if you've ever enjoyed this man's work, vote.mtv.com.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
You can go.
And
right
the and Unc, the MTV Awards night is May 18th. Boy.
Yes. His birthday.
Tommy's birthday.
On his birthday.
I'm either going to win or lose on my birthday. One
of you. You're still alive.
You're going to win.
You're
going to win.
You're still alive.
All you want to do is celebrate the birthday. Damn the rest of it.
All right. Strawberry Letter up next. The secret is bound to come out now. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.